So today is the last full day of this retreat. And I'd just like to give a reminder again about noticing tendency of mind to go to the future, to start thinking about after retreat, and perhaps noticing how many times have you packed up and got ready to leave already. So really, really being watchful for that and noticing just the planning mind, or the mind going to the future, and just really coming back to the present and remembering that there is still today. Not just still today, that's all there is. There's only today. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? So bringing the attention back to the present, remembering the we speak about mindfulness. The mindfulness, and I spoke earlier in the retreat, I spoke about mindfulness being the foundation of the meditation practice. And mindfulness is the English translation of the Pali word sati, S-A-T-I. And the word sati also has the meaning of remembering. So to be mindful is to remember. To remember to be mindful, to remember the present, to remember to come back. So very important to remember that. And just in the noticing of the mind tending to the future, just to remember to come back and remember that this moment, right now, is all we have. This is all we can possibly know. We have memories of the past. And if we look at our memories, I'm not so sure, at least mine, I'm not so sure how reliable those memories are often. So when I look at the past through my memory, I have my doubts about the accuracy of what actually happened or how the past was. We have our ideas about the future, but we really don't know. We really can't know if that will happen or not, if it will be like that or not. All we can really know is right now. And to remember that, and just to bring the attention right into the present. So remembering that through the day today, and with that, really watching for a continuity of the mindfulness, a continuity of bringing attention back to the present, noticing when the mind gets caught up in the planning, and just remember, yes, there's just now, just today. And just to come back and watching tendency of mind to take breaks. So we have a sitting period and then there's a walking period, and we think, well, okay, I finished the sitting period, I'll just take a few minutes break and then go and do the walking. Think of it as a transition rather than a break. So fine to just go out and just have a stretch in the sun, or just to lie down for a minute or two, but bring some mindfulness to it. Really being aware of what you're doing. Really giving attention to that. In transition from sitting periods to walking periods, you don't have to wait until you get way across the field to start walking. As soon as you start leaving this room, you're already walking. So bring mindfulness to it. Bring mindfulness to the walking. When we go for meals, bring mindfulness to the meal time. Bring the attention into the hands. Feel the fork or the spoon. Put the food in the mouth. Feel, what does the food feel like before it goes into the mouth? What does it smell like? Give attention to the taste. Give attention to the movement of the mouth, chewing the food, feeling the change in the texture of the food. Really feeling the food as it goes down, as you swallow it. Really giving attention to the experience. And in this way, allowing life to really come alive. We miss so much of our life when the mind is off somewhere else in the future or in the past. Life is right now. If we really want to live and to be alive, to bring attention to what is right now. Also, just a reminder through the day today of the silence, the powerful support of the silence for ourselves and for each other. And again, being mindful of the urge to communicate, to speak with others, to engage with others. And again, just to come back to our own actual experience. And in that, really being a support for the deepening of mindfulness and the deepening of understanding in ourselves, and at the same time, giving that, offering that as a gift to others. We have a tendency, I think, to take life, and especially to take ourselves quite seriously. We do take ourselves quite seriously. Last night there was the question about aggression, and I think one of the underlying causes for aggression is that we take ourselves so seriously. And the more seriously we take ourselves, the more we have to protect it and defend it. And the aggression can come out of that. And one of the effects of the meditation, and a very beneficial effect, I would say, is it often happens without our even being aware of it happening, and that effect is a loosening of this holding of the self. The seriousness of the self starts to loosen, and often we're not aware of it, and it starts to show in different ways, and I wonder if one of the ways it shows is yesterday, in the meditation hall, outside of the meditation hall, in the groups, a little bit more lightness and some giggling and laughter, and just a lightening of the seriousness of life. And it's wonderful when that happens. It's really wonderful to notice that happening, and to experience that. And as I say, I think that's one of the very beneficial values of the meditation. The other day, Molly spoke about the Brahma-viharas, the divine abidings, and one of the divine abidings being joy, appreciative joy, and appreciation for life, and appreciation of oneself and of others, and the real joy that can come with that, and the loosening of this grip on self, and the loosening of the seriousness of life allows for that joy to come. It's not that we have to do something to get joy. It's the loosening, just in that relaxing, in that opening, the joy comes. The joy is a very natural, it's a natural response to life. And it comes with that loosening. If we remember the Brahma-viharas, we remember that joy was one, but another one was equanimity. And as Molly explained, the value of equanimity and the importance of equanimity is to be a balance. And so sometimes we take life far too seriously. And equanimity is very important in keeping us from being overwhelmed by the seriousness. Sometimes we can also take things too lightly. And equanimity can serve as the balance for that. Equanimity is the balance for the tendency to extremes. And the tendency of the mind is to go to extremes. We go to an extreme of seriousness. And then as things start to loosen up and lighten up, the tendency of mind is to swing to the other extreme. And so equanimity is the factor that balances both and keeps us more in balance, keeps us from being overwhelmed by the seriousness, and keeps us from getting carried away and kind of swept away with the lightness. And perhaps one of the functions of equanimity is to help us to have an awareness or to have a wisdom to know appropriateness of seriousness and of lightness. And so, in the day to day, through the day to day, watch for the loosening, the lightening. Not to try to stop it. It's a wonderful thing for that to happen. It's wonderful when that happens. But watch also for the tendency to extremes and see where equanimity and where balance may be necessary. To see, to watch for appropriateness, to watch for wisdom. Watch for the wisdom that knows where is the lightening up skillful. Where is it necessary to perhaps make a little bit more effort? So sometimes it's skillful for us to make a little effort and kind of rein in things a little bit. Sometimes it's skillful to open up a little bit and to allow for the lightness. So the equanimity helps us to know that and to find that. So giving attention to tendency to extremes and to equanimity through the day to day. Another important aspect of the practice which we have referred to is in the meditation we give attention to body, we give attention to mind, and I've spoken now about giving attention to eating, we give attention to walking, we give attention to the sounds, and very easily in that the attention goes to the objects. And all the attention goes, so we hear a sound, the attention goes out there to the sound, to the bird, to the tractor, the truck, whatever is making the sound. In the eating, the attention very easily goes to the food. And what we could perhaps give a little bit more attention to today, and I think what's more important in terms of liberation, of freedom, in terms of peace, is our relationship to the things. And this is very much related to the feelings that we've spoken about, the feelings of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. So really giving some attention, giving more attention to the feelings today and how the feelings feed our relationship to things, how the pleasantness gives rise to a wanting relationship. A relationship of wanting to get, wanting to keep, and how easily the unpleasant gives rise to a relationship of aversion, of wanting to get rid of, wanting to keep away, and how the neutral gives rise to a relationship of disinterest, of boredom, and how easily the boredom changes to dissatisfaction. It's really, I often find it rather amusing, quite bizarre, how the mind will be really busy, 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 sitting there thinking, oh, just shut up, mind, just be quiet, just, you know, I just want some peace. And then at some point the mind does get quiet, and it gets quiet and there's very little going on, and then it's, oh, this is boring, I want something. And just to notice this unsatisfactoriness of mind, how difficult it is to be at peace. The mind always wants something else. It's so difficult for the mind to be at ease, to be at rest, to be at peace. You know, and in terms of relationship, the relationship to mind, we can see this happening in the mind, and then we can start kind of blaming the mind and saying, oh, the mind, you know, just keeps bugging me, it won't let me have any peace. And we can see this relationship of aversion. Well, just come back to the relationship. The mind is just doing what it's supposed to do. The mind is supposed to think. That's what it's supposed to do. So just let it do what it's supposed to do. It's not about stopping the mind or getting rid of the mind. The mind is supposed to be there, and sometimes it's useful for it to do that. Look at the relationship to it. Look and see, where's the aversion? Where's the grasping, the wanting? Where's the disinterest? And give attention to that. And give attention to it in the body. See how it feels in the body. So really, really giving attention today to the continuity of practice and to the relationship, more to the relationship to things, and not getting so caught up in things. Okay, so giving attention primarily again to body, really keeping the main focus with mindfulness of body, and knowing that the experience of body really is a reflection of so many things. You know, the environment impacts on the body. The sounds. Sometimes a sound comes, we hear a sound, and sometimes when we're really still and really giving attention to the body, we can actually feel the sound. The sound isn't just the hearing in the ear, but we can actually feel the vibration in the body. It's a physical sensation. You know, sometimes you put something in your mouth, and there's a taste, and we think about the taste, and we give attention to the taste. But if you really give attention to the body, you can see when it tastes really bad. The body goes, ugh. There's a physical experience of taste. And when it's really good, there's a physical experience. And sights, when we see something, we give attention to the body. We can feel. We can feel the sights. We can feel when we see something in the body. So giving attention to the body isn't in any way excluding the mind. It isn't in any way excluding the world around us. In fact, just the opposite. It's opening up our awareness of the world. Giving attention to the body makes us more sensitive to the world. So really bringing attention, really settling in body. So with the body, we can be with the contact with the ground, we can be with the whole body, we can be with the body sweeping, we can be with the breath. And again, not trying to do all of them, especially not all at once. Being watchful for getting confused. If you get confused, just to come back to one, come back to the grounding, or come back to the breath. And really through the day today, just see where there can be a real steadiness with what is, not getting carried to the extremes. Okay, so coming to sitting posture. Feeling the connection with the earth. Really letting the body rest on the earth and be supported by the earth. And bringing attention to body. To starting the tape recorder. Bringing attention to the body. Checking posture, being aware of contact of body with the ground, really allowing the body to settle. Allowing the body, mind to settle into just sitting. Not trying to get anything and not trying to get rid of anything. But just to sit. being aware of sensations of the body sitting. Not looking for anything special. Not trying to get any particular sensations or any particular experience of the body. Simply to notice, to know, to meet with what is. Body revealing itself as sensations, manifesting as sensations, some pleasant, some unpleasant, some neutral. Sometimes sensations are gross, strong, sometimes very subtle, sometimes in between. Simply opening to whatever the sensations are, however they show, knowing them just as they are, not needing them to be any different. When a particular sensation comes to attention, just resting with that until it changes or passes, or until another sensation shows. And in this way, centering the attention, resting the attention and mindfulness of body. as sensations change or as different sensations appear, being aware of the change, being aware of impermanence of body. As much as possible, setting aside any images of the body or any labels of body or labels of parts of body, setting aside any stories about the body, and simply giving attention to the actual experience. Allowing awareness and sensations to meet with each other. As much as possible, allowing the awareness to be open to sensations from anywhere in the body, not focusing on a particular spot or a particular sensation, but being open to the whole body. just sitting with openness, with spaciousness, not looking for anything or trying to get anything, just to be open to the experience of body as it is. Noticing any inclination or tendency of mind to desire, wanting to get some kind of sensation or some kind of experience, or wanting to keep some sensation or some experience. Also noticing any inclination of mind or any tendency of mind to aversion, wanting to get rid of, wanting to keep away. And seeing if we can just bring the attention back to opening to the actual experience, allowing it to be, allowing it to have its life. Noticing any tendency of mind to boredom, to disinterest, and seeing if there can be any interest in just the experience. taking interest in opening to life just as it is. In opening to sensations, in allowing them to be just as they are, coming to know their nature, coming to know the impermanence of sensations, the impermanence of body. In noticing desire and aversion, and simply coming back to the actual sensation, coming to know the impermanence, the change, and the conditioned existence of desire and aversion. Allowing awareness to rest in the experience of body. Being mindful also of hearing happening. Noticing when a sound appears. Being aware of the impermanence of sound, of hearing. the hearing that happens without effort, without me doing anything, without me hearing, just hearing. Body sensations forming, changing, passing away. Sounds forming, changing, passing away. Not needing any effort, not needing anyone to do anything. Just life manifesting as body, as sounds. Noticing also how thoughts and thinking arise without doing anything, without effort. Thoughts change. Thoughts pass away. New thoughts come. Not requiring any effort or any doing. Just life manifesting as thoughts, as thinking. Body manifesting as sensations, mind manifesting as thinking, as hearing, as feeling. Not through doing, but through being. As much as possible, setting aside any claim to ownership. Just allowing body to be body. Not my body, not me. Allowing thinking just to be thinking. Not me thinking, not my thoughts. Allowing hearing just to be hearing, not me hearing, not my hearing. Allowing life process to show, to be. Coming and going out of conditions. allowing body mind to show itself, to be as it is, being present with life, with calmness, with clarity, with understanding, wisdom, with equanimity, being at ease, being at peace.